With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Election day is in November, but early voting begins this month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the end of this week, the first mail ballots get sent to voters, and early in-person voting will start as soon as September 20th in some states. The first batch of ballots typically sent out are ones to military and overseas voters. Under federal law, that must happen at least 45 days before an election, which this year is September 21st. But some states start earlier. North Carolina will begin sending mail ballots to all voters who request them this Friday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. They include a young Israeli-American man, Hirsch Goldberg Polden, who was 23 years old and became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas as his parents met with world leaders and pressed for his relief. He and the other hostages were seized by the terrorists at a music festival during Hamas' October 7th attack. The leaders of France's main liberal coalition are now accusing President Emmanuel Macron of violating democratic norms.
Macron rejected the new Popular Front's candidate to form a new government following July's inconclusive election. Macron rejected their nominee for prime minister by saying his decision to deny a new Popular Front-led government is aimed at ensuring institutional stability. The French president has the sole power to name the prime minister according to the Constitution.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Poland's leaders stressing the need for a strong defense in the face of war in neighboring Ukraine and redress as they led ceremonies today on the 85th anniversary of German forces invading and bombing Polish territory in the beginning of World War II. The Polish president was there and the deputy ambassador of Germany. This is SRN News. The Arkansas Supreme Court has upheld the state's rejection of signature petitions in favor of putting an abortion initiative on the November ballot. The ruling dashes the hope of abortion advocates to have voters decide the issue in the predominantly Republican state. Petition organizers had submitted more than 100,000 signatures, but election officials said the group did not comply because documentation for paid signature gatherers was submitted separately and not in a single bundle. The measure aimed to scale back Arkansas's abortion ban. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for Florida to enforce a ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. The decision blocks a lower court order against the ban while the matter is appealed. The law prohibits kids from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, even with a parent's permission. At least 26 states have adopted laws restricting or banning puberty blockers and sex change operations on minors. Most of those states are facing lawsuits. This is SRN News. Young girls are using anti-aging products, and it's a mistake.
Young girls are buying up anti-aging products they see promoted on social media with harmful effects for their skin and their mental health. Girls as young as 8 are turning up at dermatologists' offices with rashes, chemical burns, and other allergic reactions to products not intended for children's sensitive skin. Extensive data suggests a fixation on appearance also can affect self-esteem and body image and fuel anxiety, depression, and eating disorders. The skincare obsession offers a window into the role social media plays in the lives of today's youth and how it shapes the ideals and insecurities of girls in particular. Ron Taylor reporting.
A new report says the pilot of a plane that crashed in northeast Wyoming in July, killing 3 members of the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame quartet, the Nelsons, had declared an emergency just moments before the plane came down. This is SRN News.